This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Off to Neverland Travel, and we want to encourage you to reach out to them and come with us to WDW Today weekend. It is 3 or 4 days, we're still trying to settle that Sunday, of nonstop fun with us and a lot of great people. Make sure you reach out to them to get your quote for that vacation package September 29th through October 2nd. We're doing stuff every day. You want to be a part of it. But if you're going to Walt Disney World in general, they're a great place to start, and they help you plan the perfect vacation. As Will likes to say,
all you've got to do is pack.
Pack, pack, pack. I said a pack, 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 pack. Pack it, pack to pack, go to Neverland.com. A pack, 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 go to Neverland.com.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, April 6, 2016. This is episode 1506, 6 and the 6th. Very cool. Of WDW Today, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And we're playing Odds Makers, kicking it old school. If you know what I mean, it's been about a year and a month since they did Odds Makers on this show. Some other shows maybe ripped off of us, ripping it off, us, them ripping it off. But, you know, whatever. Much love to those folks. We're going to play Odds Makers in a way that only we can here at WDW Today. This is where we each give out different propositions.
Not prepositions.
And we decide whether you think what your percentages are on that actually happening. Who wants to take the first one?
I'm going to take the reins on this one.
Go ahead, WH.
What are the odds that the new Fulton's Crab House reboot fails within 30 days and they just scrap the whole thing?
30 days?
Yeah, real bad.
30 days, I'm going to go for like 0.05% that will happen. Do I think that it is something that could potentially last longer? Longer 30 days, yes, but it could be a couple years and they decide it's done. Sadly, I think so. I love the structure. I actually like the current restaurant. My wife and I used to go there all the time, so I'm not a Fulton's hater.
I'm a Fulton's fan. That's why I'm sad about this.
I love the structure, and I'm curious what the reboot looks like. I do think you're right, though. There's so many new options that it definitely takes it from that, you know, top three places to eat there to sadly kind of a mid to bottom rung of places that are open. Hopefully they come down in prices with the reboot. Maybe that helps.
Your thoughts?
50-50.
50-50?
I'm with Terry. It's right next to the Boathouse. It's kind of like both are upscale, boat-ish. Themed.
Yeah, they're
both Boathouses.
My plea to the Fulton family or Mr. the Fulton's license or Uncle Fulton.
Who is Fulton's? Is Fulton's like a Landry's or
I think he's like a fictional character.
I meant who owns Fulton's.
It's like Long John Silver.
He was a real man.
No. Long John Silver and Fulton's are nothing alike.
Well, as far as a character, as far as a person, not as
Long John Silver was a real man.
Get a boat of Krispies. What do you call that?
He was an actual buccaneer.
What do you call those? Boat of Krispies. What do you get them? Boat of Cracklins.
Boat of Cracklins. Yeah.
So you think 50-50, Terry?
Yeah. And here's what's going to decide. They have one shot at being awesome with the menu and doing something still kind of fun and innovative. The building and the boat, to get on a boat to eat is pretty fun. I mean, you can't do that in a lot of places. I think if they can play that up, if they can find a way to make that kind of part of the experience, they can't just be the old seafood restaurant where you throw the white craft paper on the table and the waiter comes along and writes their name on the table. I don't know if they still do that or not, but you know, this can't be that restaurant anymore.
It's Macaroni Grill.
Well, I don't think Macaroni Grill does that anymore.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they totally do.
Yeah. I haven't been in quite a while.
Riker likes that. He likes that. That's his favorite part.
Well, the fact that they give you crayons at Macaroni Grill is handy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Go, by the way, if you're friends with a Disney animator, go to eat with them at Macaroni Grill, because you will get the coolest.
And then take the tablecloth home.
I've maybe done it. Or you ripped a little piece off. But usually they want to leave it for like the waiter, which I feel like the waiter's just like crumble throwaway. That's an interesting proposition. I have been looking. I don't really see who owns this business.
Sam Fulton?
It will reopen. Sam Fulton. It will reopen May 15th of this year. So, I mean, just in a couple of weeks. So we will be able to see what happens. It opened on May 1st, 1976. What?
Some longevity there.
Back when it was called, what was it called?
The Empress Lily, named for Lillian Disney. I had no idea. I will be totally honest. Here it is. Yeah, here it is. Well, that is kind of a shocker to me. Now I want to dig more. Terry, you got one?
So what are the odds of Cars Land coming to Hollywood Studios in Orlando?
Yeah, I'll talk amongst yourself while I figure out mine.
Is there a time frame or just in general?
Just in general.
I think it's pretty low. I'm gonna say 15% chance. Probably better than none, hence 15%. But I just feel like with the mega focus on Star Wars and the Toy Story Land opening, I especially don't see two animated features getting a land in Disney Hollywood Studios in Florida. So I'm going to go ahead and say it's a low percent chance, but I'm not going to count it out 100%. Logan.
All right. Here's mine.
No. You got to respond to his.
Respond to Cars Land.
Oh. I'm going to go with, what'd you say?
15% chance.
So I'm not going to say 15%.
Clearly Logan was listening.
I was writing a new one, man. Cars Land, I'm going to say 20%, 25%. I'm rather around the same value.
One in four chance?
No. I'm not going to.
That's 25%.
That. I know, but I'm thinking it not that way. I will say 5% that Cars Land happens. I don't think, I love it in DCA, but it is a huge undertaking. If it happens, it happens. I mean, we got Cars 3 coming out next year, I believe. So I don't see that on the radar. I know it's been highly rumored, but I kind of feel like you don't need two Cars Lands. Cars feels California. It doesn't really feel Florida to me. And I don't know why.
I think there's a 99% chance that it's coming. Because
it's a sure thing.
It's almost a sure thing because of a couple of reasons. One, it's the highlight of California. Two totally different clientels. There are people who will never go to Disneyland that go to Orlando every year. They have the space for it. They just closed the attraction of exactly the amount of space of where it could fit. That is not going to be all Star Wars Land, I don't think.
Or Toy Story Land.
No, where the lights motor speedway.
Oh, you don't think that'll be? I think
that's all Star Wars Land. I think they have between all of that empty space that's kind of in the middle where American Idol is, where Sounds Dangerous is. I think I see a lot of Star Wars Land there, but there's so much space. They need another big thing there, and it just makes sense to have Pixar themed more than just Toy Story. I think
that's my question. This is kind of a side odds. Well, I'll do two odds real quick, then we'll wrap it up. Mine is, what do you think the chances that the new name of Disney Hollywood Studios reflects Star Wars or Pixar in the name?
I could see it being something. Oh, my odds are...
Like Lucas...
I think it's going to be a... I'm going to say 90% chance. So, not 99. 90% chance that... It does have pays tribute to that somehow, but I think it's going to be something like Galaxy or something like that, a little bit more vague. Or like something universe,
a universe of studios.
Yeah, like doing an old dig at the younger brother up the road. I think that it could be something like that. That's a little bit vague and talking about, you know, how broad it is, but also paying tribute to space or something like that.
I don't know that it'll be like Pixar or Lucas or Lucasfilm Studios, but I do think it's still going to be a nod to movies in Hollywood and some sort of something along the lines of production, because I think they're going to keep... I don't see why they would change the entrance and the themes and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I think that theme switches from studios to just Hollywood. Just to films and product and franchises. Franchise land.
If it's franchise land, I think they actually have one of those. It's a franchise
like,
world.
Yeah, you can buy it. Like
you can go buy a
McDonald's.
Subway or something.
Yeah. I think it's a, yeah, I would say it's like an 80% chance that it has a tie-in that is not direct but loose. I wouldn't mind it, honestly, when they originally announced it. We changed it. A little side story. Will and I did a television special down at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The year before we did the first year, it was still MGM, but they kind of leaked to us, hey, you got to say Disney's Hollywood Studios. And I was like, well, why wasn't it just change it to Disney Pixar Studios? And I don't know why. I've always thought that had a better ring to it, but it is what it is. So I'm going to say whatever percentage I said.
80.
The last one I'm going to have is, do you think? Now I can't remember what it was.
Do you think they will build a snowman?
Well, that was one question. This is more fun. What are the odds that the Norway Pavilion straight up is Arendelle, no more Norway?
Zero.
Yeah. It's a world showcase. It's still a part of the world showcase.
Now, in name or in actuality? It's basically becoming...
In name.
No.
In name. It becomes a fictional place,
yes,
in the dadgum world showcase.
It will be Mexico.
I quit. I quit the show. I walk out. I'm done. I'm shutting this thing down.
50% chance.
We'll slam the door.
50% chance! Good gosh, I quit!
All right. What do you think, Terry?
And there's no way. Zero. That's insane. Zero.
50%. Let's see who's right. I would say by the year Frozen 2 comes out.
I think there's highly odds.
Highly odds.
Highly odds. I think there's great odds that I think you will see an Olaf themed water park in the near future.
Yeah. Why is it not?
Yeah. Why
is not Olaf's winter summer? Yeah.
Why isn't Olaf's Blizzard Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they just, yeah.
Why is Olaf just not
Why
the
don't they just call it Blizzard
yeah.
Beach yeah. with Olaf?
Like, yeah. So that'll do it for odds makers. Pretty short odds makers, actually. You guys going to get any other ones you want to throw out there? Odds that will ride the Frozen Ever After within the first year. For the betterment of the show, Will.
Okay. Are you asking, my odds?
Uh-huh.
0% chance.
0% the first year. Terry.
It depends on how much time Will spends in the Mexico Pavilion.
It depends on which way I'm drinking around the world. Like, yeah, if I start in Canada, we're here.
Fiesta Tour.
Fair enough. Okay, I like Terry's answer better. Logan, what do you think?
I think we'll get you on it. I think we'll get you on it the first year. I would go with 100% we'll get you on
100%.
It. 100%. Within a year? A year of an opening.
I said I'm never riding it.
Well, I know that, but for the betterment of the show, Will, you have to be informed. You have to be an expert.
I'm already informed about it.
You're informed that it's bad already?
Yeah, they ruined it.
All right, here we go. I've got one. Okay. You ready? What are the chances that Animal Kingdom is truly an all-day park, that you can get there at rope drop and stay till the nighttime spectacular?
And do stuff the whole time.
Do stuff the whole time.
Ever? Or just in like the next year?
With the new expansion?
They're rolling it out with this expansion.
Avatar Land.
Avatar Lands. Yeah. The nighttime shows and nighttime safari.
I'm going to say 75% chance. Because what I'm saying with that number is not a 75% chance you can spend a whole day there. I think you can spend 75% of the day there. I think it's almost a full day park at that point. But maybe you still have a little bit of lag time.
I doubt I would get there where I would start spending the whole day there, but I'm actually going to go with 100%. When you have Expedition Everest, Finding Nemo musical,
which is probably gone soon. I mean, it's not. I don't think it's run its course.
Really, Finding Dory going to be huge. So I would.
It might be Finding Dory the musical.
Logan listens to the Dadgum soundtrack in the car all the time. By his lonesome,
the Lopez's killed that one. Loved it. So add those Safari, Dinosaur, Love It or Hate It, all of Avatar Land, and then the nighttime stuff. I think it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a step up of where California Adventure is now, where I think there is stuff you're going to be able to do all day. I think it's amount of stuff. I would go with, and look, I'm not the biggest Animal Kingdom lover of anyone. I haven't been there in a while. I would go with 100% that it will be a full day park.
I think Will is spot on that it's at 75% of the day, and I think it needs one more land. And my suggestion has always been, and it will always be, that they need a Australia-themed area to include kangaroos and koalas and wallabies, sponsored by Outback.
You killed it at the last moment, but...
Well, hey, you got to pay for these things.
Yeah.
Someone's got to buy the koalas.
Disney does not have money.
No money.
None.
It's all in Shanghai.
Yep. Yeah, split to China. All right, one more.
I've got one.
Okay, go. Then I got one. So two more.
Odds that I will complain about
everything.
No, okay. Odds within the next year that a classic-ish attraction changes names and I complain about it.
Changes names or goes away or both? Or one,
one or the other.
Okay.
That's something that I that's beloved to me.
80%. Wait, in next year?
Yeah.
It'll at least be announced within the next year.
Yeah, yes. I'll take that.
Yes.
80% or 100%?
80%.
Okay. Terry?
I want to believe they're done with classics for the next year, with killing things, because they've a lot is gone away in a short period of time.
I'm just going to say this. What's gone?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
No, in the last year. What's really gone?
Maelstrom. It's becoming the stupid Frozen.
That's been like almost 2 years.
It hasn't changed yet, though.
Okay, true. Okay, Maelstrom. We'll say Maelstrom.
Nothing in the last year.
Streets of America. I mean, a lot of those.
I couldn't care less about those Streets of America.
It's like there's a lot of things that are changing that are not
real things.
That are not attractions.
Small version of me did enjoy the Honey Blew Up the Playground.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed the Lights Motors action. But I don't
know. I'd have been okay if Lights Motors action left. It was only supposed to be there a year,
so
I thought.
So therefore, that's why I think it's 100%. Because they haven't changed something.
What do you think it'll be?
The often rumored.
I think they're taking away. They're going to get rid of completely, implode the building, Space Mountain.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
That's what I heard on the Disports. So my last one, this is a real one. What are the odds you think that Epcot is the next one in line? I don't mean, you know, we got Frozen and we've got retheming. We got two rethemed attractions. What do you think the next likelihood is that Epcot is the next park to get a major overhaul?
100%. I mean, it's in line.
It's in line.
It's next. It's 100%.
I mean, it's the fact that, fact that Animal Kingdom jumped it. I think that Future World is going to get a revamp, especially with like that sad abandoned pavilion, things like that. They have space.
He means Wonders of Life.
Yeah. Wonders of Life. And as it
that the weird building.
Yeah, Wonders of Life.
Body Wars.
I thought he was saying Ellen is an abandoned space.
Like, no. I'm saying that, you know, they need to use that more than just a hidden bathroom. I think that we need to look at that area, what space they have, and I think they're going to do a pretty big
The Odyssey, Wonders of Life, that whole.
And I think you'll see some new countries in the World Showcase. I mean, there's room. I think the last time someone
mapped it out. Yeah.
Someone mapped it out. I think there's like 14 spaces available or something.
I got to be honest with you. I love the World Showcase. I don't know that I could live through a couple more countries.
Do you think if Ireland actually became its own thing, that would be the end of you?
No. That would be like, I mean, meh.
As far as you drinking around the world, Will.
Drinking around the wheel.
What country would be added that would just be like the end of you? You could no longer.
No, see, I think as far as it goes there.
They've got the drinking countries now.
They have the best countries already there. I think maybe like something that would be really unique would be if they had a. Like a Kenya or a country.
Yeah, Africa is always
a country rumored. In Africa that's, I mean, Morocco counts, but it, you know, that's more sub-Saharan Africa. Yeah, that
less Mediterranean-ish.
Yeah, and where it's going to be something you have, it's truly a unique experience. Maybe even in Ethiopia, because Ethiopia has great food.
Great food.
That would really play in well. Something like that, I think, would be.
India?
I would be really happy with, in India. One of those two would be a really cool addition. Or maybe Russia.
Ooh.
If they had a Russia pavilion and it was like Ice Luge vodka shots.
The vodka might be the end of it for you.
The Putinvillion.
The Putinvillion.
That's next shirt.
Yeah.
It's Vladimir Putin. It's a big statue by Vladimir
Putin. That is the ride. You had to hop on the horse with Vladimir Putin and ride. Vladimir Putin and ride around Russia.
Yeah. That'd be great.
The shirtless Putin. All right. I think that will. and I think that's great. Or Israel?
Here's
they had
what,
a temporary Israel. I know. It didn't go well.
You know what's going to not ever happen?
Israel.
Because
it's a social political.
Which is absurd, because an Israel pavilion would be the best. It would be the best because the country of Israel would make sure that it was the best.
Visit Israel and Epcot. You'll never be the same.
Next year in Epcot.
the two that I experience at Food and Wine and go, I could see those happen, would be like the Caribbean islands. From a tourism perspective and the food, and then Greece.
Like a Jamaica.
And then you can make it sell the cruises right there.
Yeah. Greece. Now, is it still heavily funded by the nations?
It can be.
A lot of them start that way. And then I think Morocco is the only one that still is getting funds.
Like China's not still getting funds.
Or a major brand company.
A corporation. There's no
way. A lot
of
them are state-sponsored.
Norwegian cruise lines.
I'm going to say there's no way Greece can do it right now with the state of their economy.
Yeah.
Right. They couldn't afford to do it.
Yep.
Greece too. They may actually just move all of Greece. We could just buy Greece and move it to Epcot.
There you go.
I put on a low-rent production of Greece once. All right, that'll do it for WDW today. For this segment, we're going to come back with listener questions with Lynn. We'll be right. Right? Come on, someone else say something now.
We'll be right back.
All right, I want to take a quick break to, you know, usually we talk about different products, different things. We're taking this month to tell you about stuff we're doing here at WDW Today. And of course, we mentioned in the open, we can't help but mention it here, WDW Today Weekend. If you liked going with the guys to reunion or always wanted to, this is kind of our version of that in a little bit different time period and a little bit different stuff. It's going to be held from September 29th through October 2nd. Stuff every day, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Or Saturday all day at the Magic Kingdom, which is the 45th anniversary of Walt Disney World. We're planning all the little events. And, of course, Friday night, September 30th, is De Las Puertas, our music, media, magic spectacular with Off Kilter, the band formerly Mulch, Sweat, and Shears, and so many others, the Dreamfinder. Find out all that information about the weekend, about how to get tickets, travel packages, everything. Come with us. You'll never be the same. DLPFest.com. Again, DLP for De Las Puertas, DLPFest.com. And let us know you're coming. You know, reach out, tweet us, contact us directly because we want to get this group going. We'll get you in a Facebook group of just members. It'll be a lot of fun. So, all right, or just goers. We'll see you then. You ready for the festival, Will?
I've already packed.
Wait, I thought Off to Neverland was packing for you.
No, that's the only thing they don't do.
Oh, that's all the
thing. All right. We'll be right back. Now on to listener questions with Lynn.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
All right, it's that time again. Listener questions. Mr. Testa returns after his trip, the Big Apple of New York City.
Lynn, Logan has been defaming you while you've been gone. He's been calling you Sven. Listener questions with Sven? So, just want to let you know that there's been some shenanigans and tomfoolery while you haven't been
listening, which
been
we know you listen to all the episodes that you're not on. So, all right, let's go on. A lot of stuff is breaking. So some of the news, look, some of these questions are related to news. I know you guys probably want to hear about it. So some of them are related to what's going on. So unlike the old school, I took some of the questions that came in over the last, you know, half hour. So it's pretty interesting.
I think that's what we normally do.
That's
half
not,
hour.
That's what we normally do.
Oh.
That's not what they used to do.
I know.
They used to be talking about Halloween in, you know, January.
We have no questions from 2013 this week.
No, I think we've run out. So, hey, and this is a shout out to those people listening. If you're listening and have that thought that, hey, they never got to my question, re-email it, because I will tell you, there's more junk mail in that email box than you can possibly imagine.
Logan's calling your questions junk.
No, it's mostly things I can't talk about on the air.
Yeah, it's that guy that keeps trying to like get us to buy a Russian bride that sends that email all the time.
We can't talk about junk on the air. What does this podcast become?
There is a guy.
What?
There is a guy, and I'm not going to spread his rumor or whatever it is, where he is trying to get me to go. I think he sent it to All Disney Podcast. What I said to Lynn, like to help him with like a lawsuit against his inheritance, which is photographs of Disneyland. It's very odd.
His inheritance, which
are negatives.
It's caught in a fund in Nigeria.
It seems
and
that
you
way.
Have to send $5,000, but you get $2 million.
I get the negatives, though, so it's good. No. So I don't understand that one, but let's move on. Let's go to the first question.
First question comes from AJ Hanna in Greenwood, Indiana. Gentlemen, at my last
Hanna
visit...
Hanna in Indiana.
The Hannas. At my last visit to the world in October, we were struck twice with water in the boats issue on Pirates. As a matter of fact, we got completely soaked sitting in the front of one ride. I'm talking Splash Mountain soaked.
Which I would say is not very soaked, depending on where you sit.
It was my understanding, it is our understanding that this was caused by boats from Disneyland that were more shallow. Has this problem been solved, or should we continue to expect the Kali River Rapids light from now on?
Kali River Rapids light.
Gotcha. Lights.
Like Bud Light.
Yeah.
We should probably read through these before we do it, but whatever.
No, this is the fun part.
Or stop drinking. One of the other.
So I was maybe unaware of this issue. Lynn, did they bring in the boats from Disneyland? Is that what she's saying? Or is it?
I don't believe they did. There was definitely some swapping of the boats that happened prior to the Pirates of the Caribbean refurbishment last year. The refurbishment addressed some of those issues, but apparently not all of them. Let me say as delicately as I can, part of the problem is that Americans are larger than they used to be.
Yeah, I'm talking to myself here.
So we're talking about sinking ships.
Yes. So that's part of the problem. Another part of it is, some of that infrastructure is well nigh on 35, 40 years old. So
I've bottomed out a few pirates' boats myself. I've been swapping ships, if you know what I mean.
Swapping ships?
That's what I said. They were swapping boats.
All right.
Never mind. Okay.
I've definitely been in the line at Pirates where it was like, wow, how many people are you going to put
squeeze
on that
on
boat?
It? Have you been on it when it's bottomed out?
No.
I've been on it when it's bottomed
out. If anyone's going to cause a boat to bottom out, I would be that guy. So.
I know. But when they like make you raise your hands in the air and like wiggle till it comes back to life. It's depressing.
It's like the Pirates Hokey Pokey.
It is.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no one in shape to be an actual pirate.
That's what the redhead is all about. That's the Pirates Hokey Pokey way. this is getting out of
the
hand.
The Pirokey Pokey. All right. Will, why don't you take the next question?
Hello, Will, Logan, Terry, and Lynn. This is Blaze from Pittsburgh.
Is this another dramatic?
It is, Blaze. Yes. Get excited. My wife and I visit the world at least once a year, and this year have a reservation at the Boardwalk Villas the week after Thanksgiving. A parenthetical notation here says very affordable through Dave's Vacation Club. In parentheses.
It's like Dave started his own club.
Yeah, sponsor of Big Fat Panda, our buddy.
We mostly eat at counter service, but try and experience some table service for lunch without going bankrupt. One of our favorites is Sanaa. In their bread service, and always try to get there at least twice a visit. We will splurge on a pizza at Via Napoli, and
Via Napoli?
Napoli.
Napoli.
Your accent is charming.
Napoli.
Napoli
only. Via Napoli.
He's on a roll. Go ahead.
Is almost as good as mine and Scopa's. We're not buffet people and eat very lightly and almost always take home half our meal for dinner or a late snack. We would like to try some of the new table service at Springs, specifically Morimoto and the Boathouse. The prices at Morimoto don't appear to be that bad for some of the meals, but I would like to try and enjoy the Boathouse without having to remortgage my home, get a second and third job, and sell one of my children.
Everyone has three mortgages these days.
Everyone has 18%, three children.
You didn't even negotiate with them.
My question is this. Is the Boathouse worth the price? And which of the meals would you consider worth it? I know there are more expensive places around the world, so I would also ask which of the signature restaurants and meals are worth the price. Will, Logan, Terry, your transition has been excellent, and I still enjoy listening. I'm wondering if you thought about bringing Mike as guest on the show, and would you consider posting a November live show for posterity since it was their last one together? Are you considering doing a live show in the future? Thanks for keeping the world alive, Blaze.
Oh, very nice. Once again, very nice. Okay. I think it's about the boathouse. What's the question?
Yeah, specifically, but, is the
was
boat,
there a
is
question
the
in there?
Yes, he said. Yeah. He said, "My question is."
Oh, yeah, it just took a while to get there.
Is the boathouse worth the price, and which of the meals would you consider worth it? There's also some gibberish about a live show, which
I have answers for all of those things at the end. But Lynn, I don't think you're the only.
I'm in the boathouse.
Okay, Lynn and Terry have been. I've seen it. It looks cool on the outside. Go ahead.
Well, I think the boathouse is well worth it. I think there are a lot of ways that you can enjoy it on a budget. They have lots of great appetizers, lots of great beverages to choose from. My wife and I did the lobster bake and absolutely loved it, and I felt like that was a great value for the two of us. It was about $45, I think. And so considering a meal for one person for $20, $25 at Walt Disney World, I felt like that was a pretty great deal and really enjoyed it. And so I would highly recommend the Boathouse. I think it's worth the price. As far as other signature restaurant, was the other question is, what are the signature restaurant and meals are worth the price?
Yes. Yeah, he said.
I think the sushi at California Grill is worth every stinking penny. And it's one of my favorite things. And you can go, unless you're going when it's super, super busy, but you can normally go and sit at the lounge and just order that. So those are my thoughts.
Lynn?
I think Terry took on hit the vocal pattern. It did go back and listen. You're like, hello?
Hello?
Here's what I think.
Blaze,
I like sushi. No, go ahead, Lynn. Sorry.
First of all, shout out to my man, Blaze. He and I go way back. So a couple of options for the boathouse. You could do a dozen oysters, which would run you right at $21 a person. They're about $3.50 a pop. It's a little expensive for oysters, but they are good. I do like the appetizer idea as well. If you're in the mood for steaks, they do a lunch New York steak and fries, and it's an 8-ounce steak, so you won't feel like you need to nap right afterwards. That's around $29 a person. I think those are good options.
Good steak?
Yeah, I think it's the best steak actually in Disney Springs.
Really? All right, great.
Yeah, we've talked about this on previous shows, but you know, when STK comes in,
yeah,
their steaks are going to be $10 to $20 more expensive than boathouses, and it's an open question as to whether they can compete at that price point.
Oh, we'll have to see. All right, and to answer the questions there at the bottom about us, thank you first for the kind words on our transition. It's been going well. We've really enjoyed hearing from everybody. About Mike, Mech, and Matt coming on as guests, they always have an open invite, and I have specifically asked. I don't think you'll hear from Newell this year. He seems to be taking a breather, but the other two, I would assume at some point I'll pop on. Their scheduling is probably the issue. We record during the day. They can record at night, so it's just kind of hard to get everybody back on. Would I consider posting the live November show? I don't have the live November show. So I have everything that was on the server, the old shows. I don't have that November show. So it's lost. It's a lost episode. So if you have it, or if someone recorded it, or if Newell's listening, send it to me, and I'll figure out a place to put it. And if we consider doing live shows in the future, we are talking about it. It will happen. Again, it's a little bit different for us, a little bit harder, because we do record during the work day. And we don't really get together as much. And we all have, you know, I have three kids, three and under. And, you know, Will and Terry are.
I have a 7-year-old French bulldog.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a lot of busy stuff going on at night. So it's a little bit harder for us at night to do it. But we'll do it. We'll get there. We were hoping this last month, maybe by the end of this month or May, we'll try to work something out. And there we go. All right. I'll take the next question. And now we got to skip back because Will really wanted that Blaze question. So let's find this one's from Tyler from West Palm Beach. Gentlemen. I want to see if you guys could weigh in on the changes announced today, and this obviously wasn't today, but today, the people who purchased DVC contracts on the resale market are no longer eligible for member benefits and discounts. I wanted to know how far this goes. Is it no access to DVC lounges at Epcot and the Top of the World Lounge? The press release also mentioned no discounts on annual passes and select dining discounts. Any word on why this DVC change happened, and also, do we know how far it's going to affect people? And Lynn, you'd probably be the first person to know.
So the most obvious reason for why they want to do it is it's a way to prop up the DVC resale market in prices by limiting what you can get if you don't buy from Disney. It should help the demand there. But there are, and I think foreclosure auctions are also a huge way to do it. Disney was trying to influence a law in the state of Florida that would have made it easier for people to buy DVC at foreclosure auctions where you're paying, you know, pennies on the dollar.
Right.
for those things. And rather than getting into bidding wars with customers who want to buy DVC cheap, Disney was just trying to shut down the law. That didn't work out for them. So now what they're doing is taking this opposite tack and saying, look, if you buy through a foreclosure auction, you're just not going to get any of the other benefits. And to which I would say, you know, if you're paying 5 cents on the dollar for DVC points, who cares about your annual pass, right? I mean,
right. Well, do we know if it affect? Does it affect the lounges and things? Do we know if that's a? I don't think they've said. They've just said amenities and kind of left it a little vague.
It still seems to be a little vague.
Most of the stuff that I saw was related to.
Parks is what they use the word parks.
You couldn't trade points for cruises. You couldn't trade them for Disneyland.
Well, that happened in 2011 or 13. I don't remember which.
Okay, so they reiterated it yesterday in the
It's in the press release.
That.
Yeah,
that happened last time they did.
I didn't know that. So to simplify for people, so if I wanted to buy your DVC contract, Terry,
yes,
basically I would buy it. I would get the points for my stays at Walt Disney World from now and the next 4 years. But I wouldn't get the benefits of being a member of the special things. Potentially the lounges, but definitely not the discounts.
So it's essentially like, in my mind, as someone who purchased a vacation club as an asset and something to enjoy.
Yeah.
It's essentially like I bought a house and the builder came back and said, hey, you know what? That front door that you bought with my house, you don't get the front door anymore. That's no longer included. So, and before they did the cutbacks the last time, they took a few key perks away. They took away free valet parking for DVC members, which was a huge perk. It's the things when you go to the DVC presentation, what they're taking away is when you go to meet with a vacation club salesperson, they're all the things that they will sit there and sell you on. Those are the things that they're taking away. And my concern is the fact that they're devaluing someone's property, essentially. And I personally wouldn't be shocked if there was a class action lawsuit for vacation club members who are trying to sell their assets that no longer couldn't. So if you had a death in the family, financial emergency, separation, or something like that, you had to get rid of the asset, you know, you would be, Disney is essentially devaluing that asset.
See, the way I've always looked at it, and I know we've had these discussions outside of the podcast about the deed they give you and everything. And I've always seen it as, although they may have sold it as an asset to the people purchasing it, in reality, it isn't actually an asset. You are just, they're giving you benefits to come. You may
prepaying
have,
for vacations.
You're prepaying for vacations is the way I've always seen it. Whether or not they sell it or as that or not is a different matter. I see it more as not the builder taking away your front door, but the homeowners association saying when you resell your house, they can't use the pool. So
exactly.
Yeah. So it's to me, it's more like them saying, OK, yeah, you can resell your points. And so someone purchasing that is just essentially buying a bulk rate of rented DVC points. And therefore, and I kind of feel like Disney has the right to do that. It is their property. At the end of the day, you're not purchasing Disney World.
Yeah, they have good lawyers. I have a feeling the class action lawsuit, to throw it back, good luck, bro. I think that's...
I didn't say I was bringing one, but I just...
No. I'm just saying, I seriously, I'm sure it's in your bylaws. I'm sure it's whatever you signed said, we can take away or...
Well, you know. And they're not taking away your benefits.
Right.
They're just taking away...
Well, they're taking away this benefit to sell it, though.
Right.
So it does devalue that. So
yes, it is but at the bit, same time, like they don't care about you owning it as an asset
right.
at the end of the day.
Yeah. If I'm as a potential buyer, I would never... I would probably not buy DVC in general. It's not really my thing. But if I was, there's no chance now I'm probably buying resale because I want
exactly.
the benefits.
Yeah.
Especially if it doesn't come with the... If it doesn't come with the lounges and those things. Because, number one, I'm not in the market. I don't... It doesn't appeal to me at all. But if I did, I just don't see the benefit unless it's just crazy, crazy cheap to go in and buy resale because I'm buying for benefits. I mean, a lot of that is I like what I see when it's those special events they were doing last month where they brought out the old characters. It was just for them. I like these things that make it more exclusive and more interesting. I've never been to the top of the world. No one's ever taken me yet. You know,
the thing is with most of those things, you can find somebody
oh, yeah.
that's there that will get you in. right? So if you want to go to Top of the World, even if you don't own DVC now, all you got to do is, and I've told people this, just wait for someone who's going in and say, hey, look, I'd like to see this. Can I buy you a drink if you let me in?
The problem is Logan and I are really antisocial, and so we didn't want to wait by the elevator and ask.
I don't talk to anyone. I have prearranged times you can talk to me. Prearranged times you can talk to me. Other than that, leave me alone.
But for a lot of people, you know, you're talking about saving, you know, $30,000-$50,000 on a purchase.
Yeah.
Dude, I can buy a lot of drinks for $30,000-$50,000. I don't need their lounge.
I get it. But I was just saying for me as a person that's not interested in buying it for an investment. I'm interested in buying it for perks in some ways. I'm not interested in buying it, period. It does make me question why I would go through. Now, obviously, I get a much bigger discount. You've proven me wrong. Never mind.
Yeah, well, I what Lynn said about, you are getting points for pennies on the dollar at that point.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. But then you have to get in the mindset of you're buying in bulk DVC points. You're not buying a contract with Disney.
Yeah. Well, you are buying a legal deeded piece of property. That's actually a lease of a piece of property, but it's a deed. It's in a deed book in the county of whatever.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying though, in the resale market.
Right.
Yeah. And the deed doesn't have an attachment to perks.
Yeah. I'm less concerned about the people who are buying in the resale market and more concerned about the people that are the ones that are trying to sell
it
if they need to for some reason, because they tell you when you buy it, hey, this is an asset that you can sell. And they're essentially kind of making it really hard. Now, as someone who's looking at buying resale points, I've already got the benefits as a member. So, in my opinion, the points are just going to – this is just going to drive the cost of resale market points down. So, I think that's a good thing. The other concern I would have is the fact that I feel like Disney has a tendency of making decisions that sort of attack those that care the most. And this kind of feels a little like that to me. Because, if you've bought DVC, you've said at some point, depending on the year that you purchased, you threw down between $7,500 and $50,000 over a course of period of time to say, I believe in Disney this much. Our family wants to come on a regular basis. So these are people who have said, Mickey Mouse, I'm in for the long haul. So if it was my business, it probably wouldn't be someone who I would... It wouldn't be a group of people that I would not want on my side.
Interesting thoughts. Again, it's we are seeing a lot of dissension from the audience, and that's even what this comment. Even this guy gets into the evening magic and the extra mornings and all the stuff we talked about in the last episode. I'm not going to go through all that again. Thank you, Lynn, and we appreciate it. All right, that'll do it for this episode of WDW Today this week. A little Sloppy Ops Makers for us. You like Sloppy Ops Makers? That's the name of my band.
that's definitely a punk rock band.
Yeah,
Sloppy Ops Makers.
I'm the Sloppy Ops Makers. All right, we're playing in the White Building tonight, Rockettown. Sloppy Ops Makers. Hope you liked it. Hope you liked our listener questions. Know it got a little down and dirty and sloppy today here on WDW Today. Can't say that. Edit that out. All right. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
Wait. I forgot about the ad reads. All right. I got to thank Off Kilter, the greatest band in podcasting, offkilter.net. And join us at DLP Fest with them. And you can do that by booking through Off to Neverland Travel. Go to neverland.com. We're not going to sing it again. Go to. No. Will almost did it. You want freestyle? Terry, you want a freestyle?
No.
Terry, you want a freestyle?
No.
That was a shout out. Tom, Van, I'm the man. That's for all of you T&D listeners. We see a lot of you out there. Inside joke's always fun. All right, that'll do it. Go to neverland.com. We will see you on the next show.